So I thought that perhaps I should do an experiment in the month of May. I thought as an experiment, I could decide that I'm not going to shower for 1 month. And I'm going to visit a different family each day of the month to get your opinion about what is different about me. So who would like me to visit their house on the last day?
Right.
Air freshener. You know, if someone doesn't clean themselves with water, eventually you start to notice it. You know, they smell different. Their appearance is different. They might even act differently. But if someone doesn't receive the water of baptism, does it really make a difference? In other words, if I put two people in front of you today, one who has been baptized and one who is not, could you tell the difference? Probably not. So let me make it an even trickier scenario. I know some people who are not baptized who are great people. Loving and generous and helpful. And I know some people who are baptized who have none of those qualities. Uh-oh. Now we have a problem. And we have a really important question. If I can't see the difference between those who are baptized and those who are not baptized, then what's the point? In fact, what's the point of any sacrament if nothing looks different afterwards? Well, first, we need to remember what a sacrament is. So a sacrament means that something happens that I can see, and something happens that I can't see. The Catechism calls it an efficacious sign. An efficacious sign, meaning that what I see not only represents what I can't see, but even makes happen something that I can't see. So we need to ask the question then in baptism, what is it that I can and can't see? Well, what I see in baptism is water. Water pouring over a baby's head or an adult's head, and I see that perhaps that person has a cleaner head, right? For having received water three times. But what about what I don't see? There are two principal effects of baptism. Purification from sin, and new birth in the Holy Spirit. That's exactly what St. Peter said in the first reading today. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. But when I see a person who is baptized, even right after their baptism, I don't see either one of those things. I don't see that they're purified of their sins. I don't see that they have a new birth in the Holy Spirit. All I saw was water. And that's why it's an efficacious sign. Because there's something we see that brings about something we don't see. And so if someone is not baptized, they haven't received those two gifts. They may have the same appearance on the outside, but they're missing something on the inside. But how can we understand someone who has been baptized but doesn't live a good life? You know, was that baptism ineffective? Or worthless? Well, no. In fact, it did exactly what God wanted it to do. The problem is what happened after. If a parent tells me, well, I don't understand, my child is so dirty. His hands are dirty, his feet are dirty. I don't understand. I gave him a bath last year. It's not sufficient to bathe the child once and then do nothing after that. Yes, we only baptize once, but that's why the Lord gives us two sacraments to receive as often as possible after baptism. And that is confession and the Eucharist. When I see a baptized person who's living a bad life, it's not because his baptism was without value. Usually it's because he didn't do much after the baptism. So I promise you that I am going to continue showering. You're welcome. If we live our baptism, we can be a witness to those who are not baptized or to those who have children who are not baptized, that this bath is a bath that everyone needs and everyone deserves.